A mind map tracks scumbags who coerce pregnant women into taking abortion pills. By Catherine Hamilton on January 21, 2026. A pro-life group launched an online map that tracks cases of scumbags coercing or tricking pregnant women into consuming abortion pills. The database, which tracks incidents in the U.S. and abroad, shows an increase in cases of men slipping abortion pills to pregnant women in recent years, CEO of 40 Days for Life Sean Carney told the New York Post. We just saw this trend since the unbelievable deregulation of abortion pills, Carney told the publication. We've had men sprinkling abortion pills over blueberry pancakes. We've seen them put them in smoothies. There just seems to be this shield around these horrible scumbags, as we call them, that this is just sort of a side effect of having access to abortion, he added. Carney was referring to the deregulation of mifepristone, the first drug used in a two-drug medication abortion regimen, under the Obama and Biden administrations. Specifically, the Biden administration in 2021 allowed abortion pills to be obtained by telehealth and sent by mail. In the aftermath of the Supreme Court's 2022 Dobbs decision, which overturned the invented federal right to abortion, medication abortions skyrocketed to roughly two-thirds of all abortions. Democrat-led states also began passing shield laws to legally protect abortionists who send abortion pills into red states where such activity is illegal. Nobody ever advocated for this huge deregulation of abortion pills because you don't know whose hands they will get into, and you don't know how they would be used, Carney told the publication. Now we're seeing how they're used. And it is the ultimate abuse of women. The map tracks cases that have secured convictions, as well as cases that are ongoing. For example, the database includes an ongoing case surrounding an Ohio doctor who is accused of ordering abortion pills online using his estranged wife's identity and forcing the pills down his pregnant mistress's throat, resulting in the death of their unborn baby. Susan B. Anthony, Pro-Life America Communications Director Kelsey Pritchard told the Post that the Biden administration's actions have allowed abortion drugs to be mailed with little to no medical oversight. Doing so, they created today's nationwide public health crisis, she said. Women are being left alone to manage their own abortions, which has resulted in hemorrhaging and life-threatening complications. And we're seeing abusers exploit the system. Read more, exclusive. Shocking data suggests abortion pill complications 22 times higher than previously reported. FDA must reinstate stronger safeguards. The GOP-led Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, HELP, held a hearing last week on abortion pills and the fallout of the Biden administration's mail-order abortion policies. Republicans are calling on the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, under President Donald Trump to reverse course and require in-person dispensation. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.